Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor.
Welcome back, little Aaron Tippin. Turkey Hunter, great friend, great guy. Why is it, Ralphie, I know all the old country singers. Is it because I'm old too? Yeah. Great song. God bless America. God bless our new president. Things are on fire, baby.
Could we start using the word mature instead of that OLD word you use?
You notice in the intro of the show, I quit saying we play the Pledge of Allegiance and we believe in God and we say, because we don't have to say that no more, because we are saying it.
We are, yeah.
Yes, everybody is. Welcome back, everybody. KFNS 590 The Fan, Ray I, your handsome but yet humble host, here in the Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within the bunker. We've got a whole room full of great guests. We've got Matty G, of course, back running the board, doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And the Vogler Vogler, I'm having my Thomas coffee. Scooting real close to that campfire. Got a message from my good friend Arlen Held, said his $40,000 truck radio quit working this morning, can't hear the show. Want to know if I had time to talk. And not really, but maybe after the show. And over here next to me, to my extreme left, let me turn my microphone so everybody can see this guy, Michael Wardall's here from the Conservation Federation of Missouri. Give out that website again, Michael.
Absolutely. If you want to find out more information about the Conservation Federation of Missouri, go to confedmo.org.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Good stuff, good stuff. Having a good show. What do you think, Ralph?
Thank you.
Fun
great.
As usual. We've done a lot of these shows together. How many years have me and you been together, honestly? I mean, we're talking like the 70s, aren't we?
Yeah. 1976 or so.
I think it was 75.
75.
Might have been. When we were doing the back and forth gobbling at each other.
Right.
At the Festus Conservation Club.
Yep.
I was born in 75.
Shut up. We used to do a few gobbler fights, didn't we, Ralph?
Yeah,
we used to lock necks, didn't we, buddy?
We did.
Yeah. Good times. Remember when you did the Columbia contest and we called, and then I came back and did a gobbler fight and won the contest. And the judge says, bring him out here. We got to see that. Because nobody did that back then.
Nobody did that.
And remember, me and you used to go to Washington County to the Potosi calling contest.
We,
and them old guys was a judging down there, and they said, we'll have the hen yelp, the cluck, and looked at me and said, none of that gobbling. So I went out there and did a gobbler fight, and the whole place was packed. Remember Butch Milley and the guys were in the front of me, and I got two pockets full of turkey feathers. I did a gobbler fight, started slapping my head on my leg and doing, and I threw them feathers over, and that old guy over there, he took it. The guys were just, I could hear all the laughter. Yeah, you know the story.
Yeah,
the old man took his arm, just pushed the feathers out of the way, and gave me a zero.
We had that problem in Kansas City, the Midwest. So Leroy was judging.
Oh, we got hammered.
If we got a two, that was liberal. I mean, that was good.
God bless Leroy. But if he was judging, if I called my voice, I got zeros. But if I called the mouth call, I could win. And when I win, he'd stand up, look, he couldn't figure out, because he didn't know which one I was, because he used to hammer me all the time.
Yeah.
That's a whole another show, but that's so true. And I remember the time, bless his heart, rest his soul, our good friend Wayne Jenner, when we was down at Deloge, come out of contest, me and Walter were standing there looking at our score sheets, and here come Wayne down the steps. He goes, can you believe that? These guys gave me a three.
Yeah.
Walter turned him and says, hey, look at me and Ray. We got zero. Suck it up, buttercup. Let's do a little news. Shall we play some news?
It's now time for the Vogler Vogler News. We have news for you. Brought to you by Depends for Men, the confidence to be you. Life Alert, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Hurricane, number one selling cane in America. Geritol, your partner for a healthier life. And Acorn Stair Lifts, don't fall on the steps, take Acorn Stair Lift. So here he is, KFNS 590, newsman. Here's the Vogler Vogler. He has news for you.
Springfield fishermen take state record bigmouth buffalo. Missouri Department of Conservation reports that John Paul Morris of Springfield became the most recent record-breaking fisherman in the state of Missouri. That name sounds familiar. That is Johnny Morris's son.
And turkey hunter was him in Mexico.
He shot a big mouth buffalo on a private pond in Henry County using a bow and arrow, the alternative method. Record big mouth buffalo taken by Morris on January 21st, weighed 57 pounds, 13 ounces, and measured 39 inches long, girth of 32 and a half inches. The fish was shot on a coal mine strip pit. What's the note we have to make out of this? Vogler, Vogler, stay out of coal mine strip pits. Registration open for QDMA 2017 Deer Steward Courses. Registration is open for the Quality Deer Management 2017 Deer Steward Courses, which will include Level 1 offering in Missouri and Level 2 courses offering in Arkansas and Michigan. U.S. hunters take more mature bucks than yearlings for the second year in a row. U.S. white-tailed hunters took more mature bucks and one-and-a-half-year-old or yearling bucks
you still
for the
suck.
Second consecutive year and the second year ever in a modern history, according to the data piled by the Quality Deer Management Association for 2017. Whitetail Report now available online. NRA seeks swift confirmation of Interior Secretary nominee. The National Rifle Association yesterday called for the U.S. Senate to swiftly confirm the Congressman Ryan Zinke for the Secretary of the Interior. The renewed calls for confirmation follows a final act of contempt for America's gun owners by the last administration, where during the last hours of his office, his administration issued an order attacking gun owners and sportsmen's rights. Iowa volunteers needed. We need Iowa people. Forward to help Iowa DNR to collect additional.
How about a little more enthusiasm? Michael's asleep
Harper's
over here.
Ferry. Nine samples from hunters harvested near Harper's Ferry during the 2016 hunting season have tested positive for chronic waste disease, bringing the total of chronic waste.
That's not good.
Positive deer for the area 15. They need
when you
more
say
volunteers.
What area, why don't you talk into the microphone?
That doesn't make sense.
Talking to the microphone?
Yeah.
Arkansas biologists looking for ways to lengthen bear hunting opportunities.
He's been on air
in the
almost 15 years and he still don't get it.
Number of black bears allowed for the harvest in Bear Zone 1.
Michael's awake.
In just over 48 hours during the 2016 season. Most of them were taken by archery hunters, leaving the Arkansas biologists looking for ways to lengthen the hunting opportunities.
Hang on just a second, Vogler Vogler. I got a couple of things here I need to address real quick while the crickets are going. Thank you for your Peanut's fine. She had surgery. She's at home. She didn't get to come to the studio today. And appreciate your thoughts and asking about her, but she's fine. She's at home with Mom. Not happy. Pretty unhappy this morning when I left. Go ahead.
And the Arkansas turkey hunting permits draw options still open. Drawing for the turkey hunt permits on some Arkansas Game and Fish Commission wildlife management areas is complete. Notification emails have been sent to all applicants. Arkansas Game and Fish, the Arkansas hunting permit website, is closing for maintenance January 28th tomorrow, and they open to be back on the 29th. Mission Department of Energy Foundation Trail parking lot intermittently will close minimal activity for erosive trail conditions. Dallas Safari Club convention continues to set records.
You
for
see
attendance.
How Michael's slowly gathering his stuff
the
up and sliding
DSC
out of the chair and going toward the tunnel?
Expo continued on a record-breaking ways, more than 60,000 attendees for a four-day event. That's the one Tony was at, wasn't he? I think so.
No. Are you about done?
Lasted, okay. Avion is going to sponsor the National Wyoming Grand National Calling Championships.
We need to redo the news somehow so he's more enthusiastic.
Utah Department of Wildlife feeds deer in areas.
Yeah, if he just start talking into the microphone.
News Congress is reviewing Social Security rule. They got rid of the rule where if you had a person attending, helping you attend your business, they could come in and take your guns. That's
we better get
eliminated.
Out of the news. There's going to be somebody rolling off the side of the road in their truck and getting a gun out of the glove box.
I pity your mama's fool.
Oh, no. One of them. Favorite competitive shooter, Steve Rhodes, has been honored by the excellence in sport over the last six consecutive Olympic Games. Rhodes was the first athlete, male or female, to medal in all six consecutive Olympic Games and first medal in five continents. Way to go, Kim.
Who? What'd she do?
She got
try the microphone
in the last six Olympics.
Kim? What
Kim Rhodes.
We know Kim. She's her good friend.
I can see that day when we're all in here doing this show and Vogler's been fired and he's standing outside that glass with a handful of paper and a big tear in his eye.
Yeah!
How many years I've been telling you that?
16 now.
Yeah.
17. No, 16. 16.
Hey, you don't want to miss the next segment. We're bringing something back. You all been requesting. Vogler's laughing. Mukamaka is going to be
it's
in the next
over.
Segment.
Don't you think it's over?
Can we do the one that we haven't played that one in a while, have we?
Oh, I know which one you're thinking.
You know exactly.
I usually try to.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
There we go. We're going to take a break. When you come back on the other side, we've got a little special segment we're going to do. And you're going to need to listen to this because if you missed this, we did this ceremony in the first segment a while back, and we brought it back by popular demand.
It's helped me a whole bunch. I've gotten healthier a lot faster.
If you're driving someplace, I would suggest if you're into this show at all to pull over to the side of the road when this segment plays because you're not going to be able to drive what Vogler Wagner does. And with this, we're going to take a break. And we'll see you all on the side. And by the way, we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for listening to our show. And also, thank you for all the input, all the information you send to us. It's good to know you're out there listening. We'll see you on the other side, baby.